I rang you to tell you about a time I got caned.
Ah.
It's still stuck in my mind. It's one of the things I never lived down. The town that I'm from, I've not been home for 10 years, but whenever I do go home, you know, for a visit...
You're the caned boy.
I still haven't lived it down.
I believe it was a Stephen King short story, wasn't it? I was the caned boy.
No one I read, no. No, probably.
Where was this, what was the name of this village?
It's Spalding in South Lincolnshire.
Oh, Spalding, sure. The caned boy of Spalding. I remember it very well there. Stephen King presents the caned boy. So what happened? How did you get caned?
Well, I went to an all-boys school, but it was connected to the all-girls school, and there was a sort of big door in between that you couldn't get past. So I was waiting on the playing field.
It would be a pretty big door then, wouldn't it? Pretty thick, a thick door at that.
Probably made by people who made Alice's father's iron cupboard.
Yeah, okay, so there's, we've got the boys' school and the girls' school, yeah. Okay.
So I was standing on the playing field at the back, and there was some girls looking out the window. I was waiting with my mate for my girlfriend. And so they're all looking. I thought we'd give them something to look at. So we both started looking about, pretending to kiss each other. And I didn't know, but the headmistress of the girls' school was looking at me. Mm. And I went home, and the next day I came to school, and the headmaster collared me.
Yeah.
And he took me into his office and said, you know, this is very serious, simulating homosexual activity.
Mm-hmm.
And I got a big caning for it. And,
you got caned for simulated homosexual activity?
Outside school time, on the school field. I know,
was the headmaster perspiring a little as he brought you into his office?
Well, he didn't seem to regret it.
He says, this is very serious, simulating homosexual activity. The real thing will be all right.
At all. But he said, listen, I'm not quite sure whether this is true or not. I'm going to get the other boy in here and I want to show me exactly what you did.
The worst thing was that my dad was a teacher at the school, and so my dad got called into the office to witness this.
Mm-hmm.
So I had the embarrassment.
It couldn't have been any better, could it?
So, double embarrassment.
You're getting caned, are you, son? Oh, you're a rascal. I was always getting caned, me. What did you do? I assimilated homosexual activity then.
On school playing field.
On the school. How many did you get?
Six. It was always six.
On the hand or the rear end?
On the rear end.
Ah, stupid poetic justice. That's what I say. Anything else you want to tell us there, Tom?
No, I think that's
superb, sir. We'll send you something to soothe the balm of that, if that's the phrase I want. Soothe, yeah, after all these years, soothing balm in the form of...
You know, I got slapped when I was about... I said we never got caned in the girls' school, which was the senior school that I went to. But at junior school, I got slapped for climbing over the door of the lavatory after I'd been locked in. Now, don't you think that's unfair?
And that's your story, your life right there, Alice.
Yeah,
isn't
it is. Encapsulated.
The one thing you get punished for is something that was perfectly reasonable.
Absolutely.
Who locked you in?
I couldn't open the door. It's one of those terrible situations.
You weren't a terrible loser. The other girls would lock in for a laugh.
No, we
used to have two. I'll only say his initials, K-L. We used to lock in every time, wait for him to go to the toilet, and even the teachers used to bolt out and lock him in toilets and stuff. Another time we'll do the school victim stories, but I'm sure there's... no, I won't say that. Could we say Colin?